The frog that makes a lot of noise in the drainage ditch.
I guess they're bullfrogs. They make the weirdest noise.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that little lizard with all the horns on its back?
It's called the horny toad.
Yep.
And one of the Boy Scouts went back to one of the jamborees from this part of the country and took cocklebirds, cowspurs, and took a horny toad and sold them. Cowspurs as horny toad eggs.
Oh, great.
Somebody.
That's great.
I don't remember who it was. I'm sure my sons knew who they were.
That's smart. Pearls come from?
Oysters.
And the seafood that you that eat that's pink and it's
shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are questions about the weather. That stuff that when you're driving in the morning, it comes up from the ground and makes it hard to see is called?
It's called fog or mist.
Mm-hmm. And those white fluffy things in the sky are?
Clouds.
And what do we call our summer storms?
Well, we call them cloudbursts or rainstorms or 16-inch rains where you've got to drop every 16 inches.
And how about our winter storms? Do we have any of those?
Oh, not many. You know, cold. Very few snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. You might say it's 32 degrees above what?
Above zero.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of injury can you get from cold weather?
You can get frostbite. You can get hypothermia.
Okay. And if it's cold enough to kill the plants, that's called what?
A freeze.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call wet snow? Like snow coming down that's wet.
Wet snow?
What about thawing ice? What would you call ice that's thawing? Like it's bad to skate on. Dangerous to skate on.
Thin, I suppose. Thin ice.
Mm-hmm. And in places like Colorado where it snows a lot, when the snow starts to melt and the ground loosens up, it's called the spring
thaw.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of windstorms do we get?
Dust storms out here mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we ever get really violent windstorms?
A few.
Or violent acts of wind?
We've had a few, but we do not have tornadoes that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some pretty wild winds
the
past couple of years.
If the wind hasn't been blowing, but it just starts to blow and it's increasing, how do you describe that the wind is increasing?
I don't know what you're looking for.
Well, I mean,
on that
you probably wouldn't say, "Oh, it was really calm before, and now the." But you wouldn't say the wind is increasing. That just doesn't sound right. Right? You'd say it was really calm before, but now the wind is
starting to blow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how about if it's decreasing?
I don't know. You know what it is that you're looking for here.
Well, say it's been blowing really hard, and all of a sudden it's calm. How would you describe that? You know, it was blowing hard, but now it's starting to do what?
Decrease. Starting to stop. Starting to stop.
It's starting to stop, yeah.
It's,
I don't know. Would you say it's dying down? Because some people say that. The wind is dying down.
I suppose you could. It's not something that I use.
Okay. The weather is hotter than what?
I don't have any expressions that I use. It's just hotter than it was yesterday or I'm sure there are lots of expressions, but that's not one I have.
How about the weather is colder than or the weather is drier than? Do you have expressions for those?
Well, I can always remember hearing it's colder than your mother-in-law's heart.
Ew.
And what was the other one?
Drier than?